In automation communities, the conversation remains heavily focused on bridging the gap between simple low-code tools and full developer capabilities. It's clear that while platforms like Zapier and N8N are fantastic for building workflows by focusing on triggers, conditions, and data movement, the ultimate reliability still requires developer-level thinking. One major point of discussion was the architecture needed when dealing with AI agents and database actions. Users are moving far beyond standard API logging, realizing that a simple wall of hits isn't enough for an audit trail. The consensus suggests building separate telemetry gateway layers that capture not just what happened, but critically, the original intent behind the tool call itself. There's also consistent advice to keep human review as a critical last step before committing any complex write operation, ensuring context is maintained even if the automation chain looks sound in isolation. In career discussions within this space, contributors cautioned against taking poorly defined automation engineer roles that merely mask manual QA or regression scripting. Instead, they advised focusing on clear deliverables and recognizing that true value comes from solving fundamental data mapping problems, like establishing a single source of truth across multiple systems. Shifting gears to search engine optimization. Discussions in r/Bixio continue to highlight the unpredictable nature of algorithm updates and site performance. A common question revolves around why SEO changes sometimes show no immediate reaction at all. Experts point out that Google indexing is not live, making attribution a nightmare because positive changes often arrive in delayed clusters rather than one piece at a time. Another pattern observed was how deeply uneven ranking recovery can be. Even when content quality and technical structure seem similar across different sections of a site, some groups perform much better than others, suggesting that internal link equity and section-level trust are weighted differently by search engines. Finally, users also raised the issue of stable rankings yet declining traffic. This suggests that sometimes the problem isn't your position, but rather shifts in user behavior or how Google generally distributes clicks across the web.